We have him back, and that is Hall of Famer Drew Pearson, who's here to talk about his Hail Mary NFT he's doing with Roger Staubach through Ellipsis Digital and Heritage Auctions. And Drew, I'm in my 50s. To me, you were always a Hall of Famer, and you're finally in. Was it hard not to be a little bit bitter, like, you know, Harry Carson said, "Don't put me in," and, you know, T.O. didn't show up? How did you stay sane through the whole process?
You know, I stayed positive through the process. And one thing I didn't ever want to do through this whole process of waiting was to say anything negative toward the voting process or the Hall of Fame. Because if you do, then you're saying negative things about those Hall of Famers that are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I never wanted to disrespect them. So my waiting was just pretty much me going through the experience, hoping that one day, praying that one day, you know, I'd get the call. And through perseverance and God's grace, the call finally came. And I'm glad it did. And the best thing about that is I understand what's going on. You know, after playing 11 years in the league and taking some hits that I took and concussions, you know, a lot of players get to a certain point in their lives that, you know, they lose a lot of their faculties and, you know, things like that. So I feel blessed that I have all that in place and I can go to Canton and I can accept the award and I appreciate everything and take all the accolades along with it that come along with it. So, it's been a long wait, but let me tell you something, it's well worth the wait for sure.
Yeah, and as you just said, you were a gentleman about it, and as sports fans, sometimes guys get in and we think, how did he get in? And sometimes there are guys like you, it's like, how in the world is he not in? So I'm glad justice prevailed. We just have a few minutes, so let's talk about this Hail Mary NFT you're doing with Roger, because this is something new. These non-fungible deals. it's all brand new stuff, isn't it?
It certainly is. And you know, when it was first presented to me, I didn't know much about it. I had heard about it with other guys taking advantage of this digital art and other guys having a market to have something to satisfy the market for that digital art. And so I didn't know nothing about it. Doug Donnelly, through a company he's involved with, Ellipsis, Doug Donnelly, former teammate, gave me a call that we got something that could satisfy the market with the Hail Mary. And so we got in touch with Roger, and we both agreed to do this. We've been benefiting off the Hail Mary for over 45 years, and this is just another way to benefit off it. But more importantly, to keep the play alive, to keep the name alive, keep the situation alive out there in the minds of the fans. So anyway, we decided to do this. You can go to HailMaryNFT.com to find out more about the bidding process. We only have a few more days left. And also, with not just the when they bid on this, they're not just going to get this digital art. They're also, the winning bidder will also get to hang out with me and Roger Staubach and go to the Star, the Cowboy facility, and recreate the Hail Mary pass. Wow. And they could be part of that. And so we're also giving away a 55-inch autograph digital art screen of the art in the Hail Mary. And all this is available through the Heritage Auctions, and a lot of people know about them and the success they are, what they bring in their business of auctioning off these type of items. So it's not going to be just one piece of digital art, but there's going to be a series of digital art connected to the Hail Mary. So whoever gets the original will have the opportunity to bid on the next one in the series of these digital arts concerning the Hail Mary. So it's still nothing I understand completely. But we're going forward with this, and I'm glad Roger's on board because that adds a lot more significance to what we're trying to do here. And thank you for allowing me the opportunity to talk about it. And if anybody wants to find out more about it, go to HailMaryNFT.com.
Yes, starting bid. And that's the thing you mentioned. There's only one, and the starting bid's going to be $20,000. I'm sure it's going to go for higher for that. But before I let you go, a lot of people don't know, against the Vikings in that game, while you're looking at the ball, a Vikings fan threw an orange at you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he certainly did. And, you know, as I was making that catch and trying to secure the ball, I saw that orange out of my peripheral vision, and I could see that orange object. And, you know, when that orange object hit the ground, it kept rolling. And at first I thought it was a flag, but when it hit the ground and kept rolling, I'd never seen a flag roll. Anytime the official threw a flag, it was bam, that's it. It don't go anywhere other than where he's trying to aim it. But this the orange object that kept rolling, and that's when I realized it wasn't orange and not a flag, penalty flag, and I backed into the end zone. And as they say, the rest is Hail Mary. That's how it all came about.
Right.
That's all it all came about.
The last thing I wanted to mention is I'll never forget in 1981 after Dwight Clark's catch, Danny White found you like streaking down the middle on a post, whatever it was, and Eric Wright barely tackled you. Otherwise, the Cowboys were going to the Super Bowl. I think a lot of people forget about that.
Yeah, that was a big play. You know, we had scored, and then they came right back and drove it right down the field, but we still had some time. And on that first play out of the huddle with Danny White, you know, he knew what to call, the same route that Roger would call in that situation with a deep in route to me. And I noticed I was coming off the line. I was double coverage, and I beat that coverage and then broke it into the middle. And then when Danny threw it, the ball zipped past the two guys that were ahead of me, Ronnie Lott and Carlton Williamson. So I thought I had clear sailing after that. But after I caught the ball and took a step, I felt that arm of Eric Wright coming out of nowhere. He grabbed my jersey and then reinforced the grab by grabbing my shoulder pads, and he yanked me down. If he doesn't do that, you know, he said it was just a lucky stab attempt to try to make a play, and he was luckily grabbed that jersey. But if he doesn't do that, even with my speed, which wasn't very fast, I would have gained at least another 20 yards to put us in the field goal position to kick the game-winning field goal to win that football game. So it was a big play. That would have been Hail Mary number two, but it didn't turn out that way. And give Eric Wright credit for making a great play in that situation.
There he is, Drew Pearson, the Hall of Famer, the Super Bowl champ. Go to HailMaryNFT.com. Drew, thanks for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks for having the original 88. Go to HailMaryNFT.com.
There he is.
Thank you, sir.
Sounds good. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.